and Natalie Lane on WWIB. Count it all joy here on the WIB Wake Up Show as we get rolling for a Tuesday, August 12th. And I told you last week that my wife, Peggy, was not only on air with us on Friday, both in the morning and later in the day with Dawson, wrapping up our Backpack to School Challenge, where we reached the 20,000, at least in terms of gifts given and the pledges. I know yesterday Caleb said we were still waiting on some final checks to get in. So, but nonetheless, I had told you a week ago yesterday that had dropped her at the airport for the to go to Memphis, Tennessee, right? She flew into Memphis. The Army of Normal Folks podcast flew her in. And so the podcast is presented in two parts. This is, just to give you an idea about this, is hosted by Coach Bill Courtney. He's a high school football coach. He's got a lumber company. He's a married father of four. And he was some of his coaching in Memphis had garnered the Oscar-winning film Undefeated, won an Oscar in 2011. And so anyhow, they dropped this morning, so, you know, woke up around 2:15 in the morning. I saw it. Yeah, there it was. Peggy Halverson, the Wisconsin mom in Liberia, part one and two. So I thought this morning we would just give you, this is a taste. I don't know, the first one's 45 minutes. The second one's 59. There's a good number of ads, I got to say, in the podcast. So even some local ads. I heard Irv Smith Services and even Joseph Cheesecake featured. But this is how part one starts. Let's listen. Easier said than done, apparently.
I said, I'm not sure what to feel now about leaving. I said, I hope Mother Teresa's quote is true. And her quote is that I found this paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. Because I have surely loved until it hurts deeply. I have come across the world only to find myself at home. A joy growing deep in my soul. As long as I never forget the love, laughter, family, and friendship that is here, it'll always be with me. So I have so much to do when I get home. It feels a little overwhelming, but these memories and God's strength will encourage me in my weakness. Everyone said that coming here would change me, but I didn't understand how. When I first arrived, I said that Liberia had a beauty among the rubble. And I have found such beauty. And it is the beauty, not the rubble, that has changed me.
Wow. And you're saying that with tears in your eyes right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. That's how the Army of Normal Folks podcast with Peggy starts. You can check it out. Imagine try to post it on Facebook. And for me, it kind of, as I was listening, it stalled out on my phone this morning. About 19 minutes to go in the first one, that's about 45 minutes, it sort of like started spinning and wasn't able to regain it from there. Maybe some ways I remember some of the story a little bit differently as she talks about hearing from God there in December or January 2004 into maybe 2005 that your son is in Africa. I remember her telling me that and then going out in the lobby to pray with our friends here from WWIB, Greg and Kathy Smith, who were also at the church we were at there, which was Valley Brook at the time. But we're excited about this opportunity. In fact, a newly revamped Teamwork Africa website kind of accessible here just about the same time as this. And so exciting the way that that worked out. So anyhow, check that out. Army of Normal Folks podcast. All right. On the Today in History front this morning, don't have the audio I'd usually hoped, been striving to have for you more often. I think we can suffice it to say that Isaac Singer was granted a patent on a sewing machine on this day in 1851, and Hawaii formally annexed to the United States on this day in 1898. And finally, this morning for a short devotional, we'll turn to Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room. It's John 13:15. Goes like this. For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. In modern times, we are losing touch with the notion of apprenticing, believing that we can learn all we need from Google, YouTube, and a six-month internship. Current educational systems are designed to teach facts to large groups but are less able to instruct people in how to really live. Not surprisingly, the didactic approach has infiltrated our churches, too. Sanctuaries are structured much like classrooms, with chairs facing toward the podium where a leader instructs the group. The implicit assumption is that mere exposure to the spoken word will work in our hearts, leading to Christian behavior. To be honest, says Jason, I suspect that it rarely does. Orthodoxy, right thinking, does not necessarily or even typically lead to orthopraxy, right action. Final paragraph. Jesus was no modern-day preacher. He apprenticed his followers, living, loving, and serving them in real life. He did preach to large crowds, but he dedicated considerable effort to apprenticing a small band of women and men who spent their daily lives with him. When he said, I'm your example, you should do just as I have done to you, he was talking about much more than just washing feet. Closing prayer, Jesus, you are our example for how to live. You didn't come only to talk at people, but by your example to demonstrate a loving life. Help us know not only what you taught and did, but to actually model our lives to follow your example as closely as we can by the power of your indwelling spirit. Amen. Well, I guess winding down the vacation time this year, but Caleb, did you know there are 5,300 museums in the U.S., some large and many small?
And we also have a list of some of the world's strangest museums. So I didn't know there were 5,300. I also didn't know about the existence of a lot of these. But now I am very curious if I were going to Japan, I could go see the Instant Ramen Museum.
My son is planning a trip there with his friends this Christmas, so I have to tell him about the ramen museum. He likes ramen.
In 1958, after a year of experimenting in his backyard shed, Momofuku Ando invented the world's first instant noodles, chicken ramen. The Momofuku Ando Instant Ramen Museum documents this chapter of Japan's food culture where visitors can view instant noodle packages from around the world. I actually think that sounds really cool.
You know, it's interesting because the lead-in talked about the number of museums in the U.S., but yeah, we're talking
immediately
about
go overseas.
The world's. So there is also the Mummy Museum in Mexico, in Guanajuato. Hundreds of bodies were buried there in the crypts during the mid-19th century. What other kind of museums do we have?
In New Delhi, in India, there's the International Museum of Toilets. It details the history of hygiene and sanitation from 2500 BC to present day. In case you had burning questions about that, go to New Delhi.
You know, it is kind of fascinating, though. We've made a lot of progress in that area.
True.
How about the Ventriloquist Museum? This sounds interesting. In 1910, William Shakespeare Burger bought his first dummy, Tommy Baloney. By 1947, his collection had grown so large, he renovated his garage to house the figures, and in 1962, had to construct a second building. Today, Vent Haven Museum, in right here in the good old USA, in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, displays more than 800 dummies, photos, playbills, and historical books from Burger's collection.
Some of the world's oddest museums. You could visit the Dog Collar Museum in Kent, England, founded in 1977. A beloved collection of 60 dog collars given by antique collector Gertrude Hunt. Since then, the museum has continued to expand. There are now more than 130 dog collar exhibits dating from the 1500s.
That is very different right there. The Museum of Bread Culture, we were talking about bread from Great Harvest. Well, whether it's a warm pretzel or deliciously dark rye bread, Germans love their dough-based produce. This museum in Ulm, Germany, was founded by two entrepreneurs who worked in the bakery trade before opening their first permanent exhibit in 1960. It soon became a museum, which is now run by a charitable foundation.
Three more, some of the world's oddest museums. I'm not sure about this one, Kansas. It's the Barbed Wire Museum. Did you know that barbed wire was first patented in 1874 or that it played a crucial role during World War I when its high tensile strength made it a powerful deterrent against enemy tanks? Well, maybe I knew that. Anyway, this museum has more than 2,000 types of barbed wire on display. I didn't know there were more than one or two. Thanks, Kansas.
Yeah, wow. The Beijing Tap Water Museum. This is an odd one, considering Beijing residents have never thought the water coming out of their taps was safe to drink.
But there's a museum for it. And finally, the Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum. Andrea Ludden's obsession with salt and pepper shakers sparked this. A trained anthropologist, she's writing a definitive study of the condiment dispenser. It displays her collection of more than 22,000 sets of salt and pepper shakers in a building specially arranged for their purpose in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Wow. There you go. All here on the Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Forget Nashville. I'm going to go see the Salt and Pepper Shakers.
I know I have read about the fact. I've expressed before, my son and I have both expressed our fandom for the 1960s Batman. And in fact, there is a Batman museum in Indiana. And it's got all these different relics from the 1960s show. So
well, there you go.
That would be interesting. Hey, we've got new music this morning. It ties into this month's Kindness Jar campaign because you guys have been stopping at lemonade stands, right?
Indeed. What was it, four last week?
Huh. Well, Forrest Frank's new song is simply called Lemonade on WIB.
It has been a minute since we've done Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, but it is back, and we've got a great prize, Alvin.
We do. How about a Culver's concrete mixer?
With two mix-ins, a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Lake Halley. And we want to put that in your hands on a warm summer's day. Can we solve Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday? We will find out shortly. Here's the question. The number to call, 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. The average guy buys one of what every 3 years? What is it?
Thoughts come to mind, but I can't win the prize, so why should I guess? But people can't. 723-2555, 723-2555.
For Tuesday Trivia, the WIB Wake Up Show. One of our Tuesday morning traditions, 715-723-2555. Free medium concrete mixer to our winner today or maybe later on this week. Depends if we knock this out right away. The average guy, the average man buys one of what every 3 years? Give us a guess. 723-2555.
Haven't played in a couple weeks, but I think a lot of people would love to win a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins from Culver's.
Well, you were mentioning earlier, too, that Culver's has some new products coming out, partnering with General Mills, and they're going to put, like, cereals.
Right.
Which sounds very nostalgic as well, too, some of those great breakfast cereals. And, of course, you have the dairy in the dairy state with the milk. And, man, sometimes that was the best part. Anyway, who wants to guess? I think we've got a caller. One.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Chloe from Menominee.
Hi, Chloe.
What do you think?
A car.
Is it a car? The average guy buys a car every 3 years. Good guess, Chloe. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Chloe.
It's not. Call us back. 715-723-2555. The average gentleman, the average man buys one of what every 3 years? 723-2555 for a chance to win a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins from Culver's.
We did not specify it off. It's big or small, you know, so some of those narrowings could come later, but we're just getting going here.
The average man buys one of what every 3 years? Give us your best guess.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff from Thorpe.
Hey, Jeff.
What do you think?
Lawnmower.
A lawnmower. Actually, when mine wasn't really starting last night, I was wondering if I would have to get a different one. Thankfully, it did. Is it a lawnmower?
Sorry, Jeff.
It is not. Good guess, though. The average guy buys one of what? One of these every 3 years.
Keep them coming here on WWIB, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Chloe again.
All right. Hey, Chloe.
A grill?
A grill. You know, when you consider the shelf life, so to speak, of a grill, if you use it often enough, the grating and stuff, the rust, and if you don't take care of it well enough, like maybe I do, probably need one every 3 years or earlier. Is it a grill? Chloe, are we going to make you a winner?
Sorry.
Not yet. Not yet. But maybe. You keep on trying, Chloe.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bill from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Winter coat.
A winter coat. The average guy buys a winter coat on average every 3 years. Bill?
Sorry, Bill.
Not it. Good guess. The average man buys one of what every 3 years?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Will from Hillsdale.
Hey, Will.
Good to hear from you.
How about a wallet?
A wallet, sure.
That's a good guess.
Wear out?
Mm-hmm. Every few years, have to get one. Not it.
Thank you, Will. 715-723-2555. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years.
We'll say three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rachel from Osseo.
All right, Rachel.
Is it a pair of socks?
A pair of socks.
Yeah.
Because I love new socks.
Somebody else might be getting it for him. Could that be it? No.
Yeah. Thank you, Rachel.
Got my Batman socks on today.
Oh, that's cool. Is that why you were playing the Batman stuff?
You know, it just kind of happens.
Feeling Batman-y?
It's just sort of a Batman theme a little
bit. I didn't know you had Batman socks.
I got them for Christmas.
You've just gone way up in my estimation of coolness.
Oh, yeah. I think some of my special socks are like Raisin Bran socks, Batman socks. Yeah.
You're the man.
Nice socks are fun. All right, two more guesses. Two more. We're willing to take them if you got them here. What's the question again?
The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. It's not a car, lawnmower, grill, winter coat, wallet, or pair of socks.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Oak Mound. Is it like a shaver or a beard clipper type thing?
Okay. Like a beard trimmer or shaver?
Mm-hmm.
Razor?
Right.
We can throw that in there, too.
Right.
Could that be it? Sorry.
No, but good guess. Because, again, think about things. Oh, maybe it wears out. But not what we're looking for, Tammy.
All right, one more. One more try here until we bump it back till after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? We got you here. Go right ahead.
Oh.
Missed him. All right. Hi, you're the last guest here before 8 o'clock. What do you think?
A hat.
A hat. Well, first off, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Hey, right. Bob. Is it a hat? The average guy buys a hat every 3 years.
Sorry, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. And, yeah, we'll try this again in about half an hour or so and give you another shot at winning that Culver's Concrete Mixer. It's try number two for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, WWIB. We are family. The phone number to call, 715-723-2555. The prize you are vying for is a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. Who is going to win it? 715-723-2555. It starts with calling in and giving us your best guess to this question. The average guy, the average man, buys one of these every 3 years. The average man buys one of what every 3 years?
I think it's Chloe again in Menominee. Am I right?
Yes. And my mom says hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Go ahead.
A TV.
A TV. The average guy says, you know what? Got, and usually it's going bigger, right? Getting the bigger TV.
Uh-huh. And you're thinking, I think that's the third guess, I think, from Chloe. And she's had all these guy purchases, right? Like cars.
She knows it. She knows what the guys are buying. Is it what we're looking for, though?
I got to say, I saw TVs like 52-inch for like really cheap.
It's crazy.
It's incredible. Ahead of football season, but that is not it, Chloe. Sorry.
Great guesses, though, Chloe. Again, very often could be accurate, just not what we're looking for. Specifically, the average man buys one of what every 3 years?
What's kind of weird for me is I knew mixer. Chloe's mom at the age that Chloe is now, so I'm having that kind of thing going on in my head.
The average guy buys one of what every 3 years? And I met Chloe at our last parking lot picnic, our finale. As I remember, Chloe did some great chalk artwork for us.
Yeah,
so.
Talented. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty from Triple Falls.
Hi, Patty. Good to hear from you.
What do you think?
Electric razor.
Electric razor. Guessed. Yeah, razor, beard trimmer was guessed. So we'll give you a bonus guess, Patty.
Anything else come to mind?
I don't know.
No problem.
Lottery ticket.
Okay, sure.
All right, we'll try that. Lottery ticket every 3 years. Not it, sorry.
Thank you, Patty. Good job thinking on your feet. It's not easy.
Yep.
When someone else has the guess, you're like, oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. And then we tell you that it's already been guessed. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. What are we talking about for a free medium concrete mixer with two mix-ins, courtesy of Culver's?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to push a button. Okay, tell me again.
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
All right, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. What do you think?
Hey, how about like a new pair of socks?
A new pair of socks. That actually has been guessed. And I just...
Oh, shoot.
No, go ahead and you have a bonus guess here, but it's just kind of interesting.
Bonus guess. Evelyn says a pair of shoes.
All right, yeah. Abby says a pair of shoes. The average guy buys one of what every 3 years?
If
a pair
it's
of
not
shoes.
Socks? Is it shoes? Not shoes, sorry.
All right, thanks for calling in from Jump River, guys. Call us back, 715-723-2555. What I find fascinating about this is most of our guesses have been from females. Uh-huh. So, you know, do
this
the ladies have a bead on what guys are buying or not buying?
Yep. How about it, guys? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Good afternoon.
The average man buys one of what every 3 years?
Hi, we can hear us in the background. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Jasper. I'm from Fall Creek.
All right, Jasper.
Wallet.
Wallets. That's actually been guessed. You can have a bonus guess, Jasper.
Belt.
Good
very
guess.
Quick. Very quick thinking,
yeah.
Jasper. Is it a belt?
Could that be it? Sorry, Jasper.
And here's the thing. I think all of these guesses are you know, again, great guesses. Doesn't mean that they're not accurate. It's just not what we're looking for in this case. The average man buys one of what every 3 years?
Looks like we're kind of running out of steam on the calls here. So We could take three more, but nothing there. Going once, going twice, and we're off until after 8:45.
All right, think about it. For that free medium concrete mixer, we want to put it in one of your hands, and maybe it's today on Tuesday Trivia. The average man buys one of these every 3 years. What in the world could it be? Tuesday Trivia, our last chance on a Tuesday before it becomes Win It Wednesday. We want to give someone a free medium concrete mixer, Halvo, courtesy of Culver's of Lake Halley, Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire.
We sure do, and it's we have not given it away yet. It's not for lack of trying.
715-723-2555. Our query this morning is this. The average guy, the average man, buys one of these, one of what, every 3 years? 715-723-2555. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. What could it be? 723-2555.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tana from Stanley.
Hi, Tana.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'm guessing a new phone.
A new phone every 3 years.
Yeah,
the average guy's saying, you know what? Got it. You know, the old one won't open anymore, whatever it might be.
Won't take a charge anymore.
Yeah.
All right, could that be it? Sorry, Tana.
Good guess, but not what we're looking for, but not a new phone. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. Good to hear from Stanley this morning.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Layla from Hawkins.
Hi, Layla.
Is it a phone?
That was actually just guessed right before you, Layla, so you can have a bonus guess.
A chainsaw.
Very good thinking on your feet, and the average guy says, gotta upgrade the chainsaw every 3 years.
Could that be it? Sorry.
I'm really enjoying these questions and especially or these responses, Halvo, especially because so many are coming from the ladies. And it's like, what do they think that we buy? It could be very accurate.
But by the way, just to clarify, it's not like it's limited to the ladies. The guys are welcome to guess too.
Sure you can.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Charlie. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
All right, Charlie.
And my guess is a set of tires.
A set of tires. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. Is it a set of tires? Man, it makes a huge difference when you get a set of tires. Sorry, Charlie, not what we're looking for. But, man, when I'm forced to buy new tires because mine have worn out, wow, that made a huge difference in stopping distance.
Sorry, Charlie, sounded like it reminds me of an old tuna Starkist commercial. I was like, sorry, Charlie. All right. Anyhow, 723-2555, what is it that the average guy buys every 3 years? A new one.
715-723-2555. The average gentleman, the average man buys one of what? One of these every 3 years. It's on a car, lawnmower, grill, winter coat, wallet, pair of socks, razor or beard trimmer, a hat, TV, lottery ticket, shoes, belt, a new phone, chainsaw, or a set of tires. All great guesses, excellent guesses, but not it. Not what we're looking for. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Chipweb.
All right, Julie.
A car battery.
Okay, sure. Get the Interstate batteries, outrageously dependable. They really should have paid me for that.
You reach that point where you're like...
I know all the taglines.
Yeah, there you go. Could that be it this morning? Sorry.
It's not a car battery. Good guess, though. Appreciate the call. 715-723-2555.
The music is done. Are you guys done guessing? Looking at it right now. No calls at the moment. Going once. Going twice. And we're off until Win It Wednesday.
All right, y'all are going to have to solve it without me because I'm skedaddling out of town for a little bit here. So we'll see. Maybe Sam will bring the good luck on a Win It Wednesday.
We'll see. All right. And at least a hint coming at 7:45. But you think on it. And Caleb, if you send me that information, I'll try to post that in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group so people then can look at all of the answers that were not correct and puzzle over what might it be that guys are buying every 3 years.